Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Eitan Pilet, shalom, hello, eze kol, eze shir.
Shalom, how's it?
How's it? Sure, wasn't expecting that. Now you knocked me off my spot here. Where did how's it come from?
I'm great. It's really a big privilege to be on the show. I've actually also been looking forward to it all week, and I'm super, super excited.
So tell me about yourself, because I did a bit of Googling, and there's not nearly as much up there as I would like to see. American-Israeli or American-Israeli, what are you? What is your music style? Why haven't I heard about you before?
I'm 24 years old. I'm American originally. I was born in America. I moved to Israel with my whole family when I was just a kid, like when I finished the primary school, and moved to Ra'anana here. And here in the Ra'anana, and I don't know if you know the city, but lots of people from different communities around the world, lots of Jews from different communities come around. So it's a real mix. I actually have many, many good friends that are South African, and the Jewish South African community is really, really close to my heart. So I won't forget, I want to shout out the Jacobson family and the Tal family, and give a shout out to Daniel Kavanick for organizing me this interview.
I think
it's so special. So that's first of all to get that out of my heart. And about me, after moving to Israel, I studied Arabic in high school. And after that, I took a gap year between high school and the army to do a mechina, which is like a pre-army academy. And got to know Israel a little better. In the army, I was in A200 in intelligence. I did Arabic. That's where my Arabic got better. And afterwards, I moved to work in education. I counselored in a mechina and moved to a Druze village in Israel where I taught in Arabic and in Hebrew together. So we had Jews and Druze youth together that I was counseling. After that, I just kind of decided, I've always loved music. I've always been singing in my room, and I was a bit of a shy kid, but I just decided I have to follow my heart. You know, you live once, and I just released my song, and I couldn't have expected how crazy it went. I mean, I was nominated last year for the Breakthrough Artist of the Year here in Israel, and since then, music has been my life. I mean, it was just like a crazy jump into the industry, and I've been writing mostly for others now, actually. I write for TV shows, I write songs for other people, and now
Well, you need to stop doing that, Eitan. You need to write for yourself, and you need to perform them, because my goodness me, your voice is just sublime, and
you've got
something to say, and that's what I wanted to ask you. I mean, just this particular song that we've played now three times on Chai FM, Where Are the Days, you are not going down the commercial everybody else route. There's something very unique and pretty amazing about what you're doing. My question is, how's it being received in an Israel which is so politically polarized? I mean, I think it takes guts to sing a third of a song in Arabic.
That's a great question. It's been received amazingly. I mean, I really think that it's a very polarized time now in the world as well. And I think people are just like really, really needing to focus more on what we have in common than what's different between us. And I think that's all I try to do with my music. I don't approach anything political with my songs. I talk about what's on my heart and about people I love. And I find that using the languages together kind of gets everybody, it's like this multilingual kind of bridge between different communities. And I've gotten crazy responses and letters from people that are Arab and Muslim and Druze and Jewish. And it's just like, you know, I couldn't have imagined it, but that's definitely my goal. I think that making multilingual music kind of helps people connect around that shared emotion that we all feel is
I didn't intend to get beautiful. Political with you, but it's just interesting to me because you clearly are coming from a place where you are talking about coexistence and trying to get people to talk to each other and understand each other. Did it shock you, the recent events in Israel where there were such issues in mixed cities such as Bat Yam and Akko and Jaffa?
It really broke my heart. It really, really broke my heart. It was so hard to see. It was really, I think that it hurt me in a different place than usual. I mean, we're used to in Israel having tough times here when it comes to security and whatnot. But when it comes from inside like that, and I love Israel as a democratic Jewish state. And so it was very hard for me to, I think it was hard for everyone to kind of see that. And I hope that I'm like kind of, you know, going, like spreading a light against that kind of stuff, you know, like trying to get people to more connect and, It was hard to see. It was definitely hard to see. I mean, I'm totally trying to do the opposite thing.
No, 100%. And I think that's why I respond so incredibly powerfully to your music, because it's touching that chord, which I think is just so very important right now. You know, you've got a choice. You can either not do that or do that. And the fact that you have just says so much about you. Let's talk about your musical influences. Where, what, how? I mean, what are we going to hear more of?
So I am very diverse when it comes to music. I don't know if it's because of this year that I've been writing for so many people, but I think that there isn't a genre that I haven't written a song. I think in the past year I've written like 95 to 100 songs in the past year. So there isn't a day where I'm not writing. And I think that when it comes to my own music, I want to keep that line. I don't know if it's genre related, but it's pretty minimalistic, I'd say. Like, I just very important for me to put the emphasis on the words and what I'm saying, and that connection between the words and the way I sing it. And I don't feel like I need like very extravagant productions for my songs, at least not where I am right now.
How do you decide when you're going to give a song to somebody else, or you're going to sing it yourself? I'm struggling with that a little bit.
A lot of people struggle with that. Even in shows when I tell people that, there is not every song I write, I feel like, is the right song for me to put out. Like, I make EDM music sometimes, and I can make music that's disco, and I can make music that's very poppy and feels like it's not exactly the kind of image that I'm trying to put out for myself. I think it's beautiful to write for other people. I really like sitting with other people and creating music together. I think I kind of angle music in a way that I kind of treat it in a psychological way. I like to open up and be vulnerable and have people be vulnerable with me, and be able to just speak. It's like a language, you know? So it's really, really beautiful.
No, I totally get that. I totally hear you. We're kind of running out of time, but if I wanted to follow you or listen to you, or where do I find you?
So first of all, I'm putting out a song on Sunday, finally. So that's going to happen on Sunday. It would be awesome if you could play it on your show. That would be so cool.
Do you know what? We will send it through to our producer, and I promise you.
I will. You can even debut it on your show. I'm putting out a song that I did in a collaboration with Schneider Hospital here in Israel, with their psychiatric section with for kids. It's about OCD, and it's about that I struggle with together with my brother, and I wrote the song together with him. And it tackles that kind of issue. Again, trying to be vulnerable about everything that, and real about everything that I go through. So I'm very, very excited to put that out. I haven't put out music in a long time. And if anyone wants to follow me and know what's going on, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Eitan Peled, EYTANPELED. That is how you find me.
We're going to leave it there, Eitan. What a pleasure speaking to you. I just want to read you a note that's come through while we were having a chat. He calls himself a Hamor. I don't know why he calls himself a donkey, but he does. He says, Rananafontein native. That is how we South Africans refer to Ranana. We put on a South African ending to the name. Great music, all round great guy. The only question is, what can't he do? So there's a question for you, a final question. What can't you do, Eitan?
Wow, that's like a super, super deep question. What can I do? I can think of multiple things that I can't do.
That's a bit vicious. You know what? I'm going to throw you a lifeline. Are you going to answer it? Go for it.
I think that I can answer. I think what I can't do, I think I know very well. I'll just like target it towards music. I think I really know where I can't do and what I can do and what I can't do in music. And so I collaborate with many, many musicians. And when it comes to production or all kinds of things, I don't believe in like being the center of the whole song and like saying I want everything to be about me. So I love collaborating with other people, and always somebody fills in the spots where I don't bring to the table. Like, I'm far from bringing everything to the table when it comes to music. So that's for sure. And it's been absolutely
a promise. You promised you were going to send us your song, which you're releasing on Sunday. And then I promise you in return, we will play it here. Thank you for talking to us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Thank you so much for having me.